Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Colleen Gross, Director of Membership Services at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Colleen, thanks for joining us as we welcome you back to another edition of Business Spotlight. Glad to have you on again. We know it's going to be a busy summer for the Chamber with great signature events and a lot of amazing networking events as well. But let's go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of a refresher course, so to speak, about what your role with the Chamber is.
Sure. I have been lucky enough. I've been working at the Chamber. It'll be this summer, 4 years already. Time surely has flown on by. I'm primarily responsible for everything event and programs related at the Chamber. So I'm tasked with, as well as our entire team, coming up with creative ways to engage our membership, you know, offer educational programs so they're getting the most value out of being a member of the Chamber.
The key words you used there were engage and connect. The Chamber has developed a reputation for excelling at both when putting together signature events for their clients. So I'm sure you're excited that things are really getting back on the upswing preparing for the summer.
Yeah, we're busy. It's definitely, we can feel it. We're back into full swing of things after, you know, taking some time off, just pandemic related, but, you know, we don't want to get into that too much, but we are, we're busy. We have, and that's our job. It's busy, you know, busy between hosting events, but it's also, there's a lot of membership engagement involved. We want to make sure we're staying connected to our members and helping them as much as we can and providing resources and educational tools. Again, so they're getting value out of their membership. If we weren't busy, I feel like we wouldn't be doing our jobs. So we have a jam-packed schedule this summer going into the fall, and I couldn't be more thrilled. My event planning heart, it's full again, and I love it. I love what I do. I think what the Chamber does speaks volumes in our community for businesses of all sizes. I think what we do is important and will continue to grow.
And that's a great segue into the first event that we're going to discuss. And that is not only one of the Chamber's favorite events, but your members' favorite events, and that's the annual member guest golf outing. Give us some more details about this year's event coming up.
Sure. Our golf outing it's fantastic. I love planning it. I love experiencing it with our members because it's just fun. It really truly is. It's a fun way to connect out on the greens. We persevered and we had to make some tweaks the past couple of years with scheduled tee times and things of that nature. But I'm happy to report this is our 35th year too of hosting the annual member guest golf outing, but we are back to what we'll say normal and doing a shotgun start. And it's on July 11th. Something that we started a few years back is now we re-rotate where we hold the golf outing just in the spirit of fairness. And I'm happy to report we're nearing capacity and almost sold out, but we're not quite there yet. So there's still time to register and you do need to be a member to attend. Members can bring guests. The early bird deadline, we like to offer some little discounts if and when possible, but to get registered and receive that early bird discount, you want to make sure you're registered prior to June 3rd. After June 3rd, the price just goes up just a wee bit, but I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we may be sold out by early June. If not, if we don't sell out first, registration will officially close July 5th.
Wow, 35 years, that's quite the milestone, Colleen. How excited are you to get back at it for, as we mentioned earlier, one of the favorite events of the year for everybody involved?
Out of all of our events, I just have a soft spot for the golf outing. I love golf outings. I'm not a golfer, but I love planning and managing and executing this event because it's just so cool to see. I mean, you know, we always, you know, knock on wood, we do. Just to have so many people there who are interested in playing, it's just fun. I mean, there's no, you know, we have a program at the end, but that's to just thank everybody for being there, thank our sponsors who are involved, and of course, give out those coveted awards based on, you know, how they played that day. But It is. It's just it's something not only myself, but the entire chamber team, we look forward to hosting this event every year because it gives us a chance too. You know, sometimes this is the event that some members get to every year. They maybe can't go to other events for various reasons, but we'll see a lot of faces that we don't typically see throughout the year. So that's an added bonus.
Colleen, I know we touched on it a little bit, but it certainly is worth going over again because it's such a great event for everyone involved. Two things. Let's have you point everybody in the right direction of where to get the information to register for the event. And once again, have you review the registration deadlines for those that want to be a part of it.
Sure. So all of our events you can find at eriepa.com. You'll find our event calendar. Click on July 11th. And again, that's where you'll see the full detail for the golf outing. And again, registration is currently open. We are filling up quick. So I encourage you, if you're thinking about it, you're on the fence. If you have questions, let me know, but get registered ASAP. The early bird deadline, again, is just a discount for foursomes. That's through June 3rd, which is flying on up here pretty quick. After June 3rd, the foursome price goes up just a little bit. And if it doesn't sell out first, registration will close on July 5th.
And Colleen, there are other ways for businesses to get involved in the event. Besides playing in it, there are also great sponsorship opportunities, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We have advertising and sponsorship opportunities through the majority of our events. And there are sponsorships in advertising of all sizes, you know, so you could be a small business who's interested in maybe sponsoring a whole sign. You could be a larger business who might be interested in one of those higher levels. So there is a plethora of opportunities that are still open. You know, we're looking for somebody to sponsor the coolers. You know, everybody loves to get their little six pack cooler at the tournament. If you want to do something with the beverage cart, we have some opportunities around that. We're looking for a lunch sponsor, you know, and again, these are various levels, but there's some information on the website too, that they can click on and see what's available. But yeah, like I said, it's, you know, whether it's the golf tournament or any of our events and programs, we have a pretty big book of opportunities around advertising and marketing with us.
Let's discuss another great event coming up on the Chamber's calendar. And that's a member appreciation night with the Erie Seawolves. Can you give us some more details about that event? It sounds terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started this concept 2020 is when the idea came to fruition. We wanted to have an event strictly for our members, just a small way to thank them for their continuous support of our organization. So we came up with a membership appreciation event. So it's kind of evolved the past couple of years. Like last year, we did it around the holidays and we did an event, you know, that had Santa. So it was more Christmassy, where this year we thought, let's do something in the summer at the ballpark. So that's kind of where it evolved to. And we're super excited. It's on a Friday evening, the end of July. It's going to be a fireworks night. So it's going to, you know, we're going to have baseball, we're going to have food, we're going to have drinks, and then end the night with some fireworks. Super excited. Again, it's for members. It's our way to say thank you. And it's a cool way to get everybody together. We're also going to hold the event. And if you haven't seen it yet, you should go. It's really nice. The Stadium Club at the Seawolves Park. It's just a really nice venue to catch a ball game and really kind of keep your group together, which should offer some opportunities for networking too. But again, no agenda, no program, just come and have a good time. And that too, that event is up on our website at eriepa.com. Just look for our events calendar and you'll find full information there.
I know the Chamber's annual member guest golf outing and the Erie Seawolves member appreciation events are two great signature events that we've been discussing that members and guests both look forward to. However, you have frequent networking events that take place throughout the year as well. Can you tell us about your Connect for Coffee event?
Yeah. So they're a little different, but our most popular smaller events are obviously our networking events, because that's one of the number one reasons or one of the things that people look for when they join the chamber is how can we network? How can we get connected with like-minded business professionals in our community? So we offer a handful of different networking events, one of which is, like you mentioned, Connect for Coffee. That is currently bi-monthly, and we do those in the morning. And the idea behind Connect for Coffee is, A, having them in the morning. If it's, you've been wanting to get to an event, but you can't make the evening ones, you want to try to get to a Connect for Coffee. It's early enough in the day that we hold them beginning at 8 a.m. and usually wrap them up by 9:30. So there's enough time to kind of get that out of the way and then go about your work day. Connect for Coffee, it's smaller as well. It's a more intimate group. So it allows for more individual connections, I think. And it also allows for participants to get up and do their 2 minute, 2 to 3 minute elevator speech, if you will. So they can address the group on who they are, what they do, things that they might have going on in their business and or organization. And then there's additional time afterwards to answer, to again make those connections, get together individually, have the conversations, and learn more. And they're really well received. They've gone over well. This, they've been going on, I want to say roughly around 5 years, 4 to 5 years now is when we started them. And they're great. They've been really well received. People seem to get good connections and referrals out of them, and we're going to continue to do them. And you don't have to be a member. There's added perks. If you are a member, they're free for members. If you're not a member yet, hopefully you will be. There's a small fee to attend.
Colleen, much like your organization in the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, we talk with local business owners daily as well. We've heard from participants of your networking events that they've developed business partnerships and connections that have lasted years. That's the magic in holding these events, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really is. Like I said, it's connections. It could be friendships that evolve out of it. It could be business referrals. But that's the whole point of holding these type of events is we want people to get the most out of them, whether it be making connections then and there or maybe down the road, but it's constantly evolving and it really is. A lot of it's like the typical grassroots effort. It's a lot of let's go and try to meet people, shake hands, see where we can get connected and how. But absolutely, it's nothing is more rewarding when we do our work the way we need to and hear the good stories afterwards and how things come to fruition.
And you have a speed networking event that's called Business and Brewskies. Is that event as much fun as it sounds?
Oh my gosh. Yes, it's becoming more and more popular as we go. So Business and Brewskies, we started about a year ago with the idea. It's very similar to speed dating, but it's for networkers. It's a smaller networking event. So it allows for more intimate, closer conversations versus, trying to work a big crowd, which is an added plus for people who maybe they're kind of the introvert. They're more comfortable with a smaller group like this versus a bigger group like our business after hours. But yeah, it's exactly what it is in the title. It's very speedy. So we go through typically 4-ish minutes per round. And in those 4 minutes, everybody's paired up at a table typically. And they each get to split that time. So it's super quick. If you could just imagine talking for a quick 2 minutes, one person, then 2 minutes for the next person. And it's just about making those quick connections. And then they go round after round until everybody gets to meet one another. And then usually there's time, similar to our other networking events, there's time after the fact to continue the networking and kind of mingle amongst the group. Drinks and refreshments and snacks. And we switch up the venues. These are done quarterly. This one coming up this summer, it's the end of June. We're going to give one a try here at the chamber office so people can come in and see our space and then do a little networking here as well. So that one should be fun.
Well, that does certainly sound like a very creative and fun event. Colleen, let's discuss another series of events that have become a staple for the chamber, and that's your business after hours events. Tell us a little more about those.
Absolutely. So that is one that we have missed the past couple of years because it was put on hold for obvious reasons. And not until this past March have we been able to pick that ball up and run with it. And it's been nothing but a great response. So in March, we held the event with our members at Underdog Barbecue. It was a full house. Our next member business after hours host is Gannon University. We're going to be at their IHAC building, and we're getting a pretty awesome response for that. I think just in general that people have the taste, that drive, that need, that want, whatever you want to call it, to get back out there and get amongst, like I said before, like-minded business professionals to get connected and get those conversations going again and just kind of feel normal. And they're fun. Those are bigger, typically a bigger group, the business after hours. So it's, you know, like I said, we've had the smaller networking groups, but this is probably our largest. And then we have one more coming up this summer, details to be determined, but that one's looking like it's going to be on July 25th, hosted by the Gilday Group. They are actually a large construction company based out of Meadville who wants to host a business after hours here in Erie to showcase who they are and what they do for their potential Erie clients. So that one should be fun. Again, details to be determined. But as always with all of our events, full information, once it's all developed, it's on our event calendar at eriepa.com.
If a local business is interested in hosting a business after hours event, what is the best course of action for them to take?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that because we're already thinking about our calendar for 2023, believe it or not. So they can just reach out to me. They could either email me, cgross@eriepa.com. My information is also on our website, eriepa.com. Just reach out, and then I usually work with members. You have to be a member to host any of these events, but I'll work with members who are interested on dates, locations, etc. But yeah, we are now looking to fill our 2023 calendar. We will have, just to kind of recap, the Connect for Coffees. They are every other month. Our business and brewskis are quarterly. Right now, the business after hours are quarterly. So that's kind of where those things are moving towards.
Something that caught my attention while I was preparing to put together this program with you today, Colleen, on the Chamber's calendar was monthly meet and greets. Share some information about what those are.
Yeah, sure. So those are really, meant for either new members or businesses who might be considering or thinking about joining the chamber. It is a good way. So they're held here at the chamber office, and it's what it is in the title. It's to meet the team at the chamber and to hear a little bit more about what we do and why it makes sense to join the chamber. So typically the entire chamber team is here. You know, we have a very brief presentation. And then it's too considered a networking event because then it allows for time not only for members and prospective members to network, connect with us, have the conversations, but they can also network and connect with one another for whoever else is in the room. And it could be too, you know, depending on the month, we're still building these as we go, but we might have more targeted conversations depending on, which means, you know, if you're in the manufacturing realm, it might make sense for a manufacturer to join us in August, for example. So those, you know, they're, again, like I said, they're new. We're building them out as we go this year, but that's kind of the meet and greet in a nutshell.
And also, once again, the chamber is going to be a big part of 8 Great Tuesdays. Can you tell us about your tent and anything else involving the chamber that has to do with another great local event?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just started that last year. The chamber sponsors a tent and we invite our membership to join us. And they just released, which was exciting, they just released the concert lineup for this year. We're waiting to see which date we will get to host our members at our tents. Fingers crossed, it'll likely be in August, but details to be determined. But it's fun. You know, like I said, we did it last year, and it was just a way for, again, another way to thank our members and to meet some of our members maybe that we haven't met in person over the years, to come enjoy an evening on the waterfront, listening to some music. We'll have some snacks. We'll have drinks and just a great time to mingle and park it on the lawn and listen to some great music.
And again, Colleen, that's another event that sounds like a great deal of fun for your members and everybody involved. So it's going to be a very busy summer for you and the chamber. It's hard to believe that on the horizon coming up in October, which isn't that far away, will be another edition of Erie Homecoming. Any early details that you can share about this year's event?
Really, just right now, I encourage everybody to save the date for our Erie Homecoming, which is October 20th and the 21st. It's over 2 days. We are building out the program as we speak, but we plan on showcasing things. The premise is really Erie today and Erie tomorrow, and everything that's being done in our community to continue to move Erie forward from an economic development standpoint. There's just a lot of things going on, and we want to showcase all of that because Erie truly is in the midst of a renaissance, and we're all a part of it. You know, this is an amazing community that we live in, that we work in, and what a better way to showcase it, but at a huge event in October. We hope to have another great crowd again. You know, it's been evolving over the years. We've had to, dare I use the word, pivot the past couple of years to make things work, but we still continue to get such a great response because I think there's so many of us that recognize all of the hard work that's going in to the work in our community. It's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of partners in the economic development world here in Erie in our community. You know, it's a team. What's the saying? It takes a village. So Erie truly is, you know, there's a lot of work we have ahead of us, but we're going to continue to go through it.
And that's a great point, Colleen, that you bring up about Erie Homecoming. We've been a part of that event in some way, shape, or form since the inaugural one, and having attended it, seeing the optimism that the business owners and the attendees walk out of Erie Homecoming with, my suggestion is if you haven't gone to one, get it on your calendar and go, because you'll be amazed at what you see.
Yeah, it's, you know, I always like to say too, I think a lot of people have that aha moment, you know, where they maybe heard bits and pieces, they may have seen snippets on the news or caught brief parts of conversations, but really to see it in front of you and to hear from the people that are behind the scenes making things happen, it's pretty amazing. It's a heartwarming experience. I encourage, you know, everybody to attend. And it's, again, one of those things we'll soon have live on our website, full details and information to follow. But I agree with you. You need to be a part of it. If you live in this community, it's definitely worth checking out Erie Homecoming come October 20th and 21st.
As we draw closer to the conclusion of today's program, we have to bring this up. We do it quite a bit on this show during episodes involving the chamber. But as chamber members here at WPSE, we believe so much in what you do, and we see it directly through our membership. If someone listening today is not a member but is intrigued about what they've heard, why is it a great idea for any local business to become a member of the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership if they are not one yet?
You know, I think it's important because we truly believe here at the Chamber in what we do. We work for our community and the businesses in it. You know, whether it be making connections through an event, like any of the events that we talked about just now, whether it may be making a referral from one business to another. I've seen so many things come full circle just from conversations being had amongst our members and our team. I truly believe in what we do. I really enjoy what I do. Why? Because I feel like I'm a part of something bigger, the greater picture of it all. If I, you know, myself, our team, we can keep supporting businesses, getting questions answered, finding resources, offering educational tools. If we can keep doing that, you know, I hope to be working at the chamber for a really long time. You know, and it's not about just getting a ticket to an event. It truly is having conversations and seeing the bigger picture and seeing the greater good for our community from a business perspective as a whole.
Colleen, once again, thank you so much for joining us. You did another terrific job of shining the spotlight on all of the great chamber events, especially the ones that are going to be coming up through the summer and leading into Erie Homecoming in October. In closing, where is the best place to go to obtain the information to become a member of the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership?
So we have right on our website, there's a nice little tab at the top about becoming a member. We have a full page dedicated to just some basic information there on how to join. And anybody is welcome. They can email me, any member of our team, and just say, hey, I am interested in joining the chamber. Can you tell me more? And we will be glad to help.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.